The next point is the facilitating of an open communication. It's extremely critical that the interviewer and the interviewee are comfortable with each other, and there is a flow of information so that the interviewer understands what skills and competencies the client, the candidate possesses, and the candidate understands the culture which is portrayed by the interviewer of the prospective company. So here we need to immediately attempt to establish a rapport with the candidate by breaking the ice. It's extremely important that the interviewer takes the onus, the interviewer takes the responsibility and the ownership to break the ice. Now what is breaking the ice? In layman terms, in simple terms, breaking the ice is nothing but starting a conversation, getting to know each other, and building or establishing a rapport. Now a rapport is nothing but building relationships of trust. Here these relationships are professional in nature. So a good point here would be to start with some small talk. Prominent example being here in Mumbai, prominent example at this time would be it's raining. So if an interview is being conducted in Bandra and it's raining heavily outside, so if the candidate is able to come on time, you can probably appreciate the person's punctuality despite the weather. You can also speak a bit about the incessant rains that have happened in Mumbai, the way it's affected life. Keep it short, but of course through this you can create a sense of comfort with your delegate or your candidate. Now importantly, this has been discussed many times, key point to remember for the interviewer is to follow the Pareto principle or the 80-20 rule. Here you should not ideally talk more than 20% of the time. This can be done by asking few questions which are strategic in nature, which is structured so that a logical flow or whatever structure you've decided is followed and you remain in control. But even in that matter, you should not talk more than 20%. So 80% of the talking, 80% of communication should ideally happen through the candidate and not the interviewer. Your structured questions, as I mentioned, helped. That will require thought on the part of the candidate. Also explain the selection process to streamline things. So proactively, if you explain certain elements of the selection process, they will definitely help with the streamlining of things. So this is extremely critical. This is extremely important for us to remember as interviewers. So friends, what we infer as of this particular point, as of this juncture, is interview revolves around certain strategy. Interview is a subtle process in which the interviewer, although has control, but needs to be shown as an open process wherein the interviewee, that's the candidate, should talk a lot. Let's move on. Now we come to the types of interviews we've discussed in it in a previous slide. Quickly look at what they are as they pertain to this particular chapter. So one of the most commonly used is the personal interview. Personal interview is a prominent type. It's a one-to-one kind of an interview wherein you meet people in person and you understand from them whether they are the right fit. Even though it's a two-way traffic, it is mostly seen that the employed is the one who asks questions. So in the previous slide, let me get take you back. In the previous slide, we've noticed about the 80-20 rule. 20% of the time is only the time where the employed or the interviewer should speak. But what happens is contradictory. Let me get back here. It's quite contradictory because a lot of times novice interviewers or interviewers even who are experienced but who do not know certain global standards or the right practices, what they do is they do most of the talking. So the employed is the one who asks questions, and a lot of communication happens that way. So there are several different types of job interviews, but all are designed so that the interviewer can assess your skills and qualifications. So it's extremely important that we ask questions, we take control, but communication should be a two-way traffic or two-way medium. Well, We are in the process of discussing the types of interviews. We are diagrammatically going to discuss this particular type, that is screening in person or over the telephone. This is a continuation for the past slide where we've seen this particular process. Here, the screening is done either in person or over the phone in order to screen out the applicants who do not have the qualifications required for the job. So, here the resumes for jobs are often sorted by computers as well as human resource department of a company. If the company is interested in learning more about you or after reading your resume or job application, they will contact you to find out more about your qualifications. Screening is done either in person or over the phone in order to screen out applicants who do not have the qualifications required for the job. In personal screening, this is often done at job fairs or at employment open houses. These are events where companies accept applications during the event itself. Interviewers are ready to meet with potential employees and they will take time to speak briefly with applicants in order to screen out those who are not qualified. They will invite qualified applicants to come to the company for a full interview. Well, the next type of interviews are the behavioral interviews. In this type of interview, the interviewers will ask a set of questions that are specifically related to job skills that fit the job. Important topics covered here in this type of interview are, they include the problem solving skills, leadership skills, conflict resolution, the way a person manages time and initiative. So some of these are important topics covered in the behavioral round of interviews. An interesting type of interview is the breakfast or the lunch interviews. Even though these interviews are conducted over a meal, they are still a business situation. There is a need to maintain professional mannerisms as well as good table manners. So sometimes important positions are filled through this kind of an interview, wherein a person is, the table manners are also judged in this kind of an interview. This type of interview may be more informal than the other types of interviews, but you may still need to maintain the business atmosphere. So as an interviewer or an interviewee, both entities need to maintain formalcy, since the outcome is going to be either a selection or a rejection based on this particular type of interview. Now the next type of interview is the group interview. As we can see here, all candidates or small groups of candidates are interviewed together in this particular type of interview. This time, the reason behind this or the basic logic, one of the prime reasons is the time of the interviewer is saved as people, are interviewed in a group. This is similar to a group discussion. A topic is given to the group and they are asked to discuss that particular topic. The interviewer then carefully watches the candidates. The interviewers try to find out which candidate influences others, which candidate clarifies issues, which are the candidates who summarize the discussion, which are the candidates who speak effectively. The interviewer then tries to judge the behavior of each candidate in a group type of situation. The next type of interview is that of the auditions. Many professions require job applicants to audition for openings. We all know certain job openings like dancers, musicians, salespeople, artists, computer programmers and others may find themselves taking part in auditions for jobs. An audition basically allows each person to demonstrate their particular skills and abilities to an employer. In some cases, such as the dental assistants, potential employees will be asked to work one full day for standard pay in order to be able to demonstrate their skills that are needed for the job. So this was about the auditions process. The next type of interview that we're going to discuss are the stress interviews. The purpose of this type of interview is to find out how well the candidate behaves in a stressful situation. That is, whether the candidate gets angry or gets confused or gets frightened or gets nervous or remains cool in a stressful type of situation. The candidate who keeps his cool in a stressful situation is selected for the stressful job. Here the interviewer tries to create a stressful situation during the interview. This is done purposely by asking the candidate rapid questions, criticizing of certain answers provided by candidates, and interrupting them repeatedly. This results, the three mentioned things, they result in the candidate being stressed, and hence serves the purpose of the stress interviews. The next type of interview is the depth interview. This is a type of interview which is semi-structured in nature. The candidate has to give detailed information about his background, special interests, etc. The candidate also has to give detailed information about the subject of expertise. The depth interview tries to find out if the candidate is an expert in his or her domain or not. Here the interviewer must himself or herself have a good understanding of human behavior and some part of the subject on which the candidate is being interviewed on. Now we move on to another important aspect, that is, of conducting the interview, is how an interview conversation can be made more effective. Whether it is a job interview or a follow-up interview with selected respondents who fill a survey questionnaire, it is essential that the right questions need to be asked. However, asking a right question is just not it. There is more to conducting of effective interviews. Let's move on, let's read on what we have in this slide in order to bring a clarification to this particular aspect. The very first thing related to this is the necessity to avoid distraction in the meeting area. So as an interviewer, we need to ensure that there is no or minimal distraction where the interview is being conducted. A phone ringing incessantly or phone ringing all the time in the background can distract the interviewer and the interviewee. The next point here is to make the candidate comfortable. This we've discussed multiple times, quickly reiterated. The candidates, as we know, are usually nervous, especially if it's their first interview. So it's a stressful endeavor, the interview process. So it's up to the interviewee, up to the interviewer, it's their onus to ask the candidate some ice-breaking questions in order to make them comfortable, to develop a considerable amount of rapport so that the candidate becomes quite comfortable, so that the candidate is able to throw away the stress and perform in his natural or her natural self. Well, let's move ahead. And see how else, what are the other things that can be done to make the interview conversation more effective. In this context, we need to understand that the racial or a sexual bias or a prejudice is a big no. It's extremely important to remember this. As interviewers, we need to ensure fairness. We need to ensure that there is no discrimination between the potential candidates on basis of either the race or the sex or the color, the religion. The only basis for selection should be merit, which is combined with the required qualification. So as recruiters, as interviewers, we need to ensure that we are fair in the interview process. The next is invite questions and make notes. So as a part of inviting questions, we need to ensure that the candidate asks and we clarify the questions that he or she has. When selected, a candidate should not feel that they were not told about a certain aspect of the job. Many a times the recruiters, they overpromise and eventually underdeliver through the company. It should not be so. There should be a complete transparency provided about the company. So hence we need to invite questions from the interviewers. Also, we need to make notes. A candidate's resume might not cover all the details, and there could be a lot of other details which could come up while conducting an interview. Hence the necessity to make notes during the interview. Here we look at three other important things which can of course create the interview conversation, make it more effective. The first thing that we shall discuss is about the interview approach. The interview could be a mix of formal and informal approaches or methods, and could have a blend of open and closed-ended questions. So these points we have already discussed, so we shall move on. An extreme of either a formal or an informal type of interview could spell disaster. So a right mix needs to be devised by the interviewer based on their experience, based on the kind of position that requires to be filled. Next we come to the interview questions. These questions need to explore a few areas. Hence we need to ask questions on the prime areas such as the behavioral patterns, the values, knowledge, background or demographics of the related candidates. The next point is that about the company policy and the procedures. There is a need to brief the candidate about these values, policies and required procedures. A candidate if selected should not have the problem in imbibing the culture. So beforehand, if in a proactive manner, if we are discussing, if we let the candidate know about the culture and the policies, then it should not be difficult when a employee joins or when a candidate joins as an employee. Let's move on. Well, there are three steps to follow while conducting an interview, which is shown in the diagram below. So the very first step speaks about opening of the interview. We've discussed these as well in a previous slide, but let us know, just quickly reiterate. We are going to enlist them here, and in the next few slides, we're going to discuss them in detail. So opening is the first step. The post-opening, we need to gather information, and of course, closing the interview would be the last step. So in the subsequent slides, we shall discuss each in detail. Well, in this slide, we continue our discussion about the first step that we've seen just now, which is opening the interview. So in order to make the interview effective, we need to follow certain points. We need to put the candidates at ease and set the stage for an open conversation. There are certain steps that we need to look at. Here we are citing three important ones which should be completed when opening of the interview is done. We've discussed them previously. Quickly reiterate before we move ahead. The first being building and establishing of a rapport. The second being stating the agenda. So here you need to make the person understand what lies ahead. Hence a structured agenda helps in doing so. And finally, asking for acceptance. So whether the things are in line, whether the things are as per the requirements, these kind of things. The next stage is the second stage, which is gathering of information, which represents 70 to 80% of the interview. This is done through asking of questions, finding out pertinent information, which we have discussed in the previous slides. Here, quickly a brief of the steps, which is asking nothing of but leading questions. Leading questions are the questions which are probes, which help us understand where it leads the candidate to divulge important information as per the job description. Ask follow-up questions. So if you need some more information, you can ask these kind of questions and transition to the next subject. So this is a cycle which is repeated in gathering of information and until you elicit all the proper responses which can help you make an educated decision. The next point is the closing, which is indicating to the candidate that the information gathering is over, completed, and the interview is about to wind up or wind down. So we are winding down the interview. The following four steps are necessary or mandatory. Ask for and answer questions. So if you have any other questions that remain unanswered, please ask them, or ask the candidate for these questions if they have any doubts, any queries, and of course answer these in the required manner. Promote the organization. As we know, interview is a method of selling our organization, of getting more people into the organization to fill those empty posts. Outline the next steps. What would be the next things that would be done? If there are some more rounds, how would those happen? What would be the probable duration involved? And finally, you need to thank the candidate. As we've seen, in being polite and courteous, we need to go about thanking the candidate. So friends, with this we complete this particular chapter. In this chapter, we have extensively dealt with the various aspects related to interview. The interview, as we know, is an important part of the selection process. It gives us a clear-cut idea whether a candidate is a right match for the organization or not. Here we've seen certain things that need to be taken care of in the interview, before the interview, during and after the interview. What should be the key characteristics of an effective or a good interviewer? What are the things that need to be done as a part of the interview? The types of interviews. We've also seen, in order for an interview to be good, what kind of conversation needs to effectively happen. So these are some of the elements that we've seen here in this chapter, that was chapter related to interviewing. Thank you.